Nicolò Fagioli receives 7-month suspension for betting offense. Juventus midfielder Nicolò Fagioli has been reportedly served with a 7-month ban for illegal betting on unauthorized platforms. The 22-year-old Italian player was banned following an investigation by Turin prosecutors into his alleged involvement in wagering on unlicensed betting sites. Italy enforces stringent gambling regulations, with athletes banned from wagering on their own sports. Individuals guilty of such breaches may face global suspensions lasting up to 3 years. However, Fagioli was able to secure a reduced punishment by admitting his guilt and cooperating with authorities. According to Sky Sport Italia, the midfielder's plea bargain was finalized on Tuesday afternoon, and the Italian league later confirmed this information. The ban totals 12 months, 5 of which are suspended. Fagioli has also been mandated to undergo at least 6 months of treatment to address his gambling habit. He was also fined £10,850. With the ban coming into effect immediately, Fagioli will not be playing with the Juventus team for the rest of the season. Italian football betting scandal. Fagioli is the first to be indicted in the Italian football betting scandal that has seen more than 40 players caught up in the probe, including Newcastle United's Sandro Tonali and Aston Villa's Nicolò Zaniolo. Last week, the Premier League duo were issued investigation documents and questioned by police on Thursday at the Federal Technical Center in Coverciano, where they were training for the upcoming Euro 2024 qualifiers. They were subsequently dropped from the national team and allowed to return to their respective clubs. However, their phones and electronic devices have been confiscated to aid prosecutors in the investigation. Tonali and Zaniolo's responses. Tonali made the move to Newcastle from AC Milan during the summer. Initially, there were indications that he may have wagered on matches involving his previous club, but he firmly maintains that he only played poker and blackjack in live online casinos. Yesterday, Tonali's agent disclosed that the player is grappling with a gambling addiction, and he has confided in those closest to him, expressing his willingness to cooperate with the authorities. Quote, Sandro is playing an important game against gambling addiction. He will win this one too. I'd like to thank Newcastle, who have always stood by Sandro. He is in shock, shaken and sad. I hope that this experience saves his life and that of many others, that it helps those who fall into the same habit as him. Giuseppe Riso, football agent. On the other hand, Zaniolo has continued to deny betting on football as he seeks a full acquittal from the gambling charges levied against him.